I'm sorry, brethren and sisters, I can't see you, but looks like somebody's out in front of me. Even a blind man can feel that. I have in mind saying talking to you a few minutes about gratitude and thanksgiving. The virtues of gratitude have been widely extolled, and the sinfulness of ingratitude have been just as widely condemned. It has been said that an ungrateful man is like a hog under a tree eating acorns, but never looking up to see where they come from. Jesus revealed his feeling about ingratitude when only one of 10 lepers who had been healed turned back and gave thanks. Luke tells us that it came to pass as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." Christ set an example in giving thanks when at the Last Supper, as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took this cup and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. Both ancient and modern scriptures are replete with references to occasions of supplying, of supplication, praise, and thanksgiving to the Lord. The psalmist sang, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Enter into the gates, thy gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." King Benjamin, as recorded in Messiah in the Book of Mormon, admonished his people to show, "O thou, oh, how you ought to thank your heavenly King. I say unto you, my brethren, that if you should render all the thanks and praise which your whole soul has power to possess to that God who has created you and has kept and preserved you and has caused that it should you to rejoice and has granted that ye should live in peace one with another. I say unto you that if ye should serve him who has created you from the beginning and is preserving you from day to day by lending you breath that ye may live and move and be, do according to your own will, and even supporting you from one moment to another, I say if you should serve him with all your whole soul, yet ye would be unprofitable servants. I believe, said President Joseph F. Smith many years ago, that one of the greatest sins of which the inhabitants of the earth are guilty today is the sin of ingratitude, the want of acknowledgement of on their part of God and his right to govern and control. We see a man raised up with extraordinary gifts, and or with great intelligence, and he is instrumental in developing some great principle. He and the world ascribe this great genius and wisdom to himself. He attributes his success to the own, to his own energies, labor, and mental capacity. He does not acknowledge the hand of God in anything connected with his success, but ignores him altogether and takes the honor to himself. This will apply to almost all the world. In all great modern discoveries in science, in the arts, in mechanics, and in all the material advancement of our age, the world says, we have done it. The individual says, I have done it. And gives no honor and credit to God. Well, now I have a fine talk written here that I can't read. And I'll have it printed, and you can get the message plainly from what the Lord has revealed, that we must give him credit for our gifts and our accomplishments and be grateful in all things that he confers upon us, as I am grateful to him for the privilege of being in his service, and appreciate the opportunity that I have, and hope that I can serve him some way and show my gratitude the rest of my life. And I leave my blessings with all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.